Oh, it's great. It's a great start to the game. It really gets the momentum going. It gets the crowd going. It's the right way to start, and especially against a football team like that, a very good team that likes to start fast. It was a really good way to start our day. That's a long time. That's a very high-powered offense with a very good quarterback, very good coaching staff. So I think it's a credit to our coaches for a good game plan. I think it's a credit to our guys for executing it. It's everybody doing their job, everybody up front on the back end, executing their assignment, knowing what they're supposed to do, and doing it very well. I think we did a great job of that today.
JJ, did you get into Drew's head a little bit? He seemed to be looking for you early on.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him, but that's my job, so I hope so.
What was your plan? You were going up against a veteran tackle, what was your plan?
Get to the quarterback as often as I can. Doesn't really matter to me who I line up against, who's over there. It's just my job to find the quarterback and to get to him. And I think our guys do a great job of helping me do that. Back end does a great job with their coverages. Our guys up front do a great job. So my teammates make my job easy.
Did you stand up over the center
once? I'm not sure.
Did you do that? Can you do that on your own?
Sometimes, yeah. We have a combination of things. It can happen either called or uncalled. You want the whole playbook, John? I can give you the whole playbook if you want.
JJ, some thoughts about this
email. Do you have email?
Snapchat.
Yeah, okay.
JJ,
hang on, Mark's got something. Sorry, I'll be right back to you, buddy.
Okay, your owner said the only way, and I lost it. The only way.
Man, between the two of you, I don't know if you can work a phone to save your life over there.
He said about you, the only way they can avoid him getting a sack is they have to hold him. They just don't call it every time. Literally, they're holding him on every play.
He said it, not me.
No other thoughts?
That's it. I mean, he's a smart man. He's a very smart man. I would listen to what he says. I often do.
He talked to you any during the game?
No. Drew and I respect each other very much. I have the utmost respect for Drew Brees. No, I would never talk trash to Drew Brees.
What do you think is the key to the turnaround in four-game win?
I think we're playing good football all around. I think we're executing our assignments. I think everybody's staying within themselves and doing their job very well. I think we're on defense. We're tackling well. We're executing our jobs. Everybody's playing their gap. Everybody's doing well. The coaches are putting together good game plans. And as you play, you build confidence. And as you go throughout the week, you build it through your work. And I think we've been doing a great job at practice. I think we've been doing a great job in the film room. It doesn't just happen. You know, things like this don't just happen. A turnaround like this doesn't just happen. It comes from work. It comes from putting in the time. And I think our guys have done that. I think it was pretty clear that we sucked at that point. So something had to happen. We had to play better. And so far we've been doing that. But it's a week-to-week thing. You have to do it every single week. You can't let up. You have to have that chip on your shoulder. And I think that we've done a good job with that so far. But it's up to us to make sure that we keep that chip and we keep playing and practicing the way that we have these last 4 weeks or so. And we go out there and we attack the week the way we have. I don't know. It's kind of an objective question. It's for us. It's just going out there every single day and practicing as hard as we can, putting together the best game plan we can, and then executing. You know, if we go out there and we execute the way we have been, we're pretty good defense. But that comes from putting in the work. That comes from putting in the time. And our guys have been doing that. And we can rely on each other. Everybody knows where everybody's going to be. We just need to keep doing that.
JJ, you now have 70.5 career sacks, second fastest in the league history. To get this done, the only Reggie White did it quicker. We always ask you these kinds of questions from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about this particular one?
It doesn't really mean a whole lot. I mean, it's very cool. I mean, no doubt. But it's, you know, they're numbers, and I just go out there and I try and get as many of them as I can, and wherever you fall. But right now it's about doing whatever I can to help my team win. And right now we're doing a good job of that. So just trying to do whatever I possibly can.
Well, when you think about it, all the players in this league on defense, all these years, only one guy gets there quicker than you, it's pretty fairly remarkable.
Yeah, I guess so.
JJ, you talked about your teammates. You talked specifically about Vince and the impact he had, you know, getting out of the tailspin at the start of the season.
Yeah, I think he's playing really, really well. I think he's doing a great job up in the middle. He's what you want a nose guard to be. He does his job well. He forces them to put two guys on him, and he takes those two guys on very well. He's a smart player. He's a very physical player. He does his job very well.
What about his chemistry with Coach Grinnell?
It's great. Obviously, they had history together. So, I mean, you'd have to ask them about their chemistry. I don't know. How's your chemistry with your wife, you know? I couldn't tell you about that, you know? I don't have one either, don't worry. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so.
When your success, how much of your physical and work ethic compared to the study of the offensive?
It's a combination of both. It's both. You know, you have to have the physical skills to be able to do your job, but then you also have to have the mental aspect where you know how to attack and what they're going to try and do to attack you. And then it goes throughout the course of the game as well, because teams try and change things throughout the course of the game, whether it's adding blockers, whether it's changing the scheme. So you have to always constantly be on your toes, because they're always going to give you something new. I mean, the Jets did it last week in the second half. The Saints did it today. You know, they add extra guys. They do different things to try and offset what you're doing. So it's a constant chess match that you're always playing, and you're trying to win. Please, these are easy targets over here, so it's not. I'm really not that funny, I promise you that. It's just, we're good. I know these guys well, they're just.
But,
all right,
we good?
Y'all good? I mean, you cut off? I didn't want you to get cut off. You all right?
Appreciate it, yeah.
No problem. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.